In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Michigan's second-in-command has caught the coronavirus.
In a video released Sunday night, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist II said he had tested positive for COVID-19, saying it started with his young daughter.
A two-year-old baby girl began to experience a runny nose and a mild fever, symptoms consistent with the virus. So we immediately tested her and everyone else in our family. We've quarantined our family and taken the precautions we could to mitigate the risk of spreading the virus further.
Gilchrist says he's begun quarantining and will keep a virtual work schedule as he isolates. The lieutenant governor said his two-year-old daughter is the only one who's unvaccinated in his family, while he and his wife have both gotten the booster. Zach Clark, the Michigan News Network.
The Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber has announced the nominees for its 2022 Business Recognition Awards. Chamber Director of Events Sarah Spoonholtz tells us a total of 7 awards will be given out at the Business Recognition Breakfast on February 24th. They come in the categories of Best New Business, Economic Impact Small Business, Nonprofit, and more.
The Business Recognition Awards are a way for us to recognize and celebrate the businesses in Southwest Michigan that have been doing great things. These are businesses that have made an economic impact. They're small businesses that deserve recognition, including the nonprofit area, too.
Spoonholtz says there will be awards given out to individuals like the Rising Star Award and the Pat Moody Award, which goes to someone who's been thriving in the Southwest Michigan business community for 10 years or more. In keeping with tradition, the Chamber will also recognize one of its 14 ambassadors as the 2021 Ambassador of the Year. We have a list of all the nominees on our website, and you can get tickets for the breakfast, which will be held hybrid style at the Chamber's website. Attendees will also hear a special keynote from the new president of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, Jim Holcomb. The Cass County Sheriff's Department is investigating a fatal fire on Friday. It says deputies responded to the 57,000 block of M51 in Pokagon Township around 3:50 a.m. They found a vehicle stuck in a driveway. It appears the vehicle was stuck in the snow with the engine running. It's believed carbon monoxide built up in the passenger compartment, causing the two people inside to lose consciousness. The vehicle's overworked engine then caught on fire. The names of the victims have not yet been released. The Cass County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Pokagon Fire Department. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.